Tape 4, side B.
Report to your water commission.
It was...
The city manager.
Sam
Vickers. The city manager.
Uh-huh.
And he appointed me the...
I think we're all connected now. The tape is working. You had mentioned this, the land that you sold off to develop the industrial park there on, what is that, Willow?
Spring.
Yeah,
and it turned out to be very good, and the people that got it have all rented it, and they could all sell their property for a lot more than they paid for it, and the city has gotten a lot of taxes out of it. Well, when we started selling other spots of property that was owned by the water department here and there.
Where did the water department get this land from?
It was bought when the city of Long Beach prior to 1910 took over the water departments from the Alamitos Water Company and the Long Beach Water Company and bought them out and merged them together. They got a lot of land of drilling rights in back of Signal Hill and clear down to backside of, it's principally all on the backside of Signal Hill now. And it just kept on growing and growing and growing, and the water commissioner at Greenwich, prior to the time I was on, was exceptionally far-sighted and very smart people running it. Colonel Hartwell was on there for years and worked with it, and...
Did you say Hartwell?
Hartwell. And he's the Hartwell that the building is named after. He owned that building. His company did, the Hartwell Company. But they did a very good job of doing things. But they never had a fellow in there running as an engineer that did as much for the water department as Brennan Thomas did. Mm-hmm. Brennan Thomas got the underground water system under control, as a unit in the water replacement for our area, and he did a good job of that. It was run; everybody could just take anything they wanted to out of it before. And now they have to pay so much an acre foot for the water they pump out from under the ground to replenish it with Colorado water. So we have a tremendous reservoir of water underneath all this ground. And one of the funny, the odd conditions of the deal is that the water comes from, the flooding is done at the Whittier Narrows. And it comes from the Whittier clear down around nearly over the Palo Verdes, and then turns around and comes back here into Long Beach Basin. And
is that underground?
Underground.
Piping?
No piping. No, that's just aquifers. They call them aquifers. It's the layers of ground and where the water goes through an aquifer of sand and rock and so forth and goes to its destination. Those aquifers might have been done during the formation of the earth.
But these are natural formations.
Natural formations. And it's the biggest asset we have for water here, because we can store a terrific amount of water. If they blow up our pipelines from in a war from Lake Mead here, why, they would there would still be water we could pump there for as long. Long Beach at the present time is pumping about 40% of the water. We was pumping 100% of the water for a while, and we got, when Metropolitan Water District come in, it kept cutting down and cutting down on it and cutting down on it. So it was got to the point that today they're only using 40% pumped water and 60% metropolitan water.
Hmm. When did Long Beach get the Colorado River water? Do you remember? Long Beach water has changed a great deal from the
time
in the late 40s, I guess.
Well, when we had it was Metropolitan was going before I was on the Water Commission, and I worked for the Metropolitan to get it, the vote to go through for the public to do it, and part of it was coming out of tax money and part of it out of revenue, and they finally got down to the point that practically all of it come off of revenue during the time I was on the Water Commission. And so this underground deal that we have is terrific, and we've got a good group of commissioners that run it. There's only one that was the past manager of the Long Beach Water Department, a fellow by the name of Moore. It was one of our engineers that got advanced to, his first name was Clyde, and he was on that commission for a while, but through politics he lost out on it, and he lost an awfully good man.
He was on the same water commission.
He was the manager of it for after Brennan Thomas, he took over the management of it, and he was a really a good engineer and knew what he was talking about. He had served most of his time under Brennan Thomas, and we used to have kind of a hit and miss set up on our water commission, but during Brennan Thomas's, there was no hit and miss. It was run this way. And we had fellows on the Water Commission that run it politically. And my first year as president on the Water Commission, they wanted to do certain things, and I wasn't going to let the politics run into it. I'm going to let the individual's ability to render the job do it. And I did it, and we got into that, and we never had any trouble at all after that.
Who was on the Water Commission with you during that period? Well, it was a long period. You must have had some turnover.
Oh, a lot of turnover. Originally, when I went on, it was George Ezell, Edward Martin, he'd been there a long while, Lawrence Jackson, who had become a city councilman, Joseph Bishop, who was the one of the owners of Walker's Department Store, Oliver Sparrow, who is now our state senator, Ross Hall of the Century Lumber Company, Robinson Reed, real estate man here in Long Beach and vice president of California Bank, and Everett Houser, the attorney here, with the members of the board. And Kenny Wells was another advantage after Brennan Thomas, and he retired, a very fine engineer and a very good executive. And our Water Commission secretary was Helen Penland, and she's still living here. Her husband died a few years back, and he was our bookkeeper, our auditor. But all in all, the Water Department, Long Beach Water Department, the thing that we've got to do to protect the Water Department is keep it in the hands of a non-political commission like they have for the last 20 years or better, 25 years, you could say.
Well, I'm curious about what kind of politics. I wanted to ask you. You had mentioned some of the people on the commission were.
Well, it wasn't your politics like Republican and Democrat or those type. It was the local type politics of the people that they wanted to get their people into it. And the last few years, the politics has got around to the point that a lot of fellows have been appointed to the Water Commission with the idea of turning the commission over, like the gas department, to the city and make it a city department in place of commission. And if they ever do that, the water rates will go up, and the service and improvements will go down. Because if they do that, they'll do the same as the gas department. They'll take that dollars that's there and put it into the operating fund of the city. And they're trying to do that to overcome 13 at the present time. And we just got to keep from doing it.
Well, is this is politics that you mentioned, of trying to get the water service as part of the city?
That's one of them. And the other was fellas like Frank Wall. He was president for a while. And he put the people in the jobs that he wanted to, or sold the things he wanted. He practically run it through the strength of political deal. And he would send out word to the different members of the commission, when we have a vote, we're going to vote for so-and-so. We're doing this. And so it all changed. He didn't like Ed Martin, who was one of the oldest members of the commission. And Ed Martin. And Edward, devoted water department fellow, and so he didn't like it. And Ed was coming up for president, and he was very much opposed to it. And he come to me and asked me if I wouldn't vote for him and not for Ed Martin. And I said, no, I'm going to vote for Ed Martin. And he just couldn't see it. And I got two or three of the old timers in the water department to vote for Ed, and Ed's wife called me and told me it was the greatest thing that ever happened to him, was to have the honor of being president of the Water Commission. And he died a few years after his presidency, but he was sure a devoted man. He wasn't an engineer, but he was devoted to the company, to the organization. And we just got to keep the water department as it is. It's done so well. In the early days, we had a lot of trouble with people complaining about our water. It smelled like sulfur, and they couldn't drink it, they couldn't stand it. All they'd have to do was to put a dish pan full of water out if they wanted to drink it, and let it set for 4 or 5 hours, and all the fumes would go out of it. It was because of the aquifer that water was in, we was pumping out of, had sulfur deposits in it, and we got it. And one of the problems we had after we put in our treatment plant, so we'd take all that smell and things out of the water, and to soften the water, because metropolitan transit water is around 350 to 400 parts per million, where we were going down below 100 parts per million in Long Beach water. It's the softest water there was around the country. People used to come here and get jugs of it and take it to wash the women, especially wash their hair with, because the water was so soft it would soap up well. And so when you got the new deal in to aerate the water, we had a big unit of like a fountain, and the water just gushed up out of about a 24-inch main up into the air and come down, and it was that was a big open room. We couldn't get out of it, only evaporation. But we got rid of practically all that, but we gained something we didn't intend to. We gained oxygen. We gained a molecule of oxygen. And boy, before we realized what it was doing, it was eating all the water heating tanks up all over the city. And we had to change that. We had to cut that completely out because it was just too much oxygen. It was nearly an H2O2.
Where was this aerating plant? It sounds spectacular.
Oh, it was the water treatment plant was on the corner of Redondo and Spring Street on the south east corner.
Yeah. Well, now the water department still does have...
They still have it there. and they have improved it, and they found out the chemicals that can go into it. We had a big fight during my time about fluoridization of the water.
Fluoridation?
Fluoridization, yeah. For the teeth of the kids and all. And a lot of Christian scientists and so forth were opposed to it. But the Dental Association of the City of Long Beach was for it 100%. And other places was. But they didn't tell you, nobody told them that there was fluoride in the water nearly up to the amount we needed to be perfect amount of fluoride in it. It was already there.
Come
naturally. And a lot of people think they get clear water and they think it's because it's natural water coming down out of a spring or something. They don't know where it comes from. It comes through an aquifer sitting down there, and you don't know what kind of minerals is in those aquifers.
Well, the thing that I find interesting is I think I mentioned earlier, I remember Long Beach water being brown and smelly.
Yeah.
And I didn't live here at the time. And I always thought that the water had improved with the mixing with the Colorado River water.
You know, it went down. Colorado River water was too hard. They've got treatment plants out here. In the end of the Santa Ana Canyon to treat the water comes into Anaheim and Orange and Santa Ana and Long Beach, San Pedro. They got in Los Angeles. They got treatment plants, but they break it down from about 350 parts per million down to about 125 to 150. They try to get it down to 125 parts per million by adding chemicals to it and running through filter systems and so forth. But when Long Beach gets that water from them, we break it down more in the areas what we can run into our east side. All of the water district on the west side of Long Beach Boulevard is direct Colorado River water, and it's harder than the water on this side. And the water out to Naples is probably some of the best water we get now, is because it biggest percentage of it goes through the treatment plant, our own pumped water.
I see. That's interesting to see how that develops as it went through, goes through the cities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the water department has been good, and they've been fortunate. That's okay.
You're talking about Hal Levy?
Hal Levy. Hal Levy was an engineer there. Was a very good engineer, and he was in charge of the land department. He had worked for the city city planning department, and he had done so. We hired him away because they didn't need him too much, and we did need him, and we got him out there, and he handled all this deal under Wyndham Thomas to sell all this property. And one interesting thing is that we give all, when we started selling the property off in these small spots that we had around, we gave the people that had rented them for a period of time the first right to buy them at the price that we had them set at. And there was a fellow named Blackman that was on Cherry Avenue. It was a piece of property he had for a long while, and he was getting a very low rent because city property is not taxable. So he got that property for a low rent, and when it was up to sale, I was president of the Water Commission at that time, and we still hadn't moved out to the new building. And he come down to protest at the price, that he was only going to give us so much and we'd have to take it. And I said to him, "No, Mr. Blackman, we don't have to take it. Now, we've given you first chance. Now, if you want it, you can have it. If it's going to take a month or two so you get your finances together or program and how you're going to handle it, okay. But if you decide you don't want it today, we got several people that want to buy it. And we will ask them more than we're asking you, because you're the renters. We've got a price on the non-renter and the renter. And the renters is all under it because they've been there a long while, and we'd like to treat them right." And so he goes out the door and he says, "You then take that piece of property. Instead, I wouldn't have it. You're a bunch of robbers. He went out the door, and in about 2 or 3 minutes, he comes back in and just took his hand in the door. He said, I'll take it. He has talked to me several times after that about it, and he says, that's the best thing I ever did, to take that piece of property.
Now that's Cherry around in the airport area.
Yeah, he backed up to the airport. It was where the Union Pacific line come right across the back of his property between Cherry and Nancy. Union Pacific come there, and then the airport was on the other side of the tracks.
So did the water department have all of that land that goes around there?
Oh, they had all of the airport land.
The whole airport,
And we turned it over to the city when we built the airport. And then the last piece of land we had was out there, was on the northwest corner of the in back of Douglas and over there, see, over that corner. So when he had that, the city finally has taken that over and used that for industrial connected with aviation. And so they have it all now. We get the thing out of it is water gets the right to drain the water. Nobody can put a well in there to do it, see. One of the things we used to have to worry about when the Lakewood Water Company was in is they'd drill wells as close as they could to us because it was county property, and we had to watch them all the time because we had a understanding with the company that owned the Lakewood Water Company that they wouldn't drill the get into our aquifers.
Long Jesus said there are problems both with oil and water with drilling. Long Beach didn't get it, they didn't incorporate the city of the area of Lakewood.
No,
except it looks from the map I have a small section that runs north of Carson apparently.
There was a fellow that lived in that section there, that little section that's north of Carson. It's just a little chunk up there into the Lakewood area. That piece of ground, land, was in the county. And the fellow, before Lakewood bought it, this fellow, Joe Blackburn, who was manager for the Southern Pacific Railway in Long Beach, got the people out there to annex into Long Beach. And consequently, when Lakewood was formed, that was already in, but it had only been in less than a year. But Joe was the guy that did it. And he was a very fine fella and a well-liked man, and I tried to find out where he is recently, but I don't know whether he's dead or not, but Oscar Smith, I was very much in contact with Oscar Smith, who was the president of Pacific Electric Railway and vice president of the Southern Pacific. He and Joe were very good friends, so I could keep track of him through Oscar. But now that Oscar's dead, why, I haven't been able to get a hold of Joe at all.
Were the people of Lakewood, I gather, were generally opposed to being annexed by Long Beach? Were these people unhappy when they...
They really practically had no choice. They would have liked to come into Long Beach. A lot of them would have. But Ben Weingart made them so many good concessions that they become better off to do what they did, and they are still better off. They got a lower tax rate. They got everything in their behalf that we don't have because...
Well, I'm curious about that because I've read about the Lakewood plan of contracting for services, and I guess the contract
plan is a plan between the county of Los Angeles and the city of Lakewood in place of having a police department out in Lakewood. They don't have one. They pay the sheriff's office so much and furnish a building for them to have the sheriff's office in Lakewood to run their precinct. They have the same kind of a deal with the fire department, with the Los Angeles County Fire Department. And they can do it for less than we can, than they can out there. They can't. That's where Signal Hill, they talked about Signal Hill going to Lakewood plant. It should. It should have a long while ago. Really, it shouldn't. It should come into Long Beach. Well, it's surrounded 100% by Long Beach. And they've had trouble all the way through with the there. We used to, Signal Hill used to be a gambling place, and not only, it was what they call Kid Mexico out there that practically runs Signal Hill. And the Shell Oil Company was the one that got it incorporated for tax means. They didn't care for it for anything else, and they didn't care if you had gambling or not. And there was a lot of prostitution out there. Cafes that were, in fact, all the waitresses were just to get a hold of somebody.
When was this person you said practically ran Signal Hill? When was this period?
You mean Kid Mexico?
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell you what time it was, but it was in the middle 20s.
Mm-hmm. So it was during the Signal Hill oil boom period.
Oh, it came out in the oil. That's when Signal Hill had to incorporate. Was Shell Oil Company didn't want to pay Long Beach taxes, and that was county land, and it was either going to come into Long Beach or it was going to go into county, and the Shell Oil Company spent enough money to get the area of Signal Hill taken. They took everything right down the city of Long Beach, right around every place, and they even had a cutout around on the back of Spring Street, where some of those places face Spring Street. The back half of their property is in Signal Hill.
Oh. I've noticed that Signal Hill does, the boundary is right down the City Coast Highway.
They went down because our boundary went along the Pacific Electric right away. Mm-hmm. If you notice, it comes right around Pacific right away.
Hmm.
The local paper had a deal in just the other day showing the different districts, you know, and showed where the boundary of Signal Hill come. And the Long Beach Water Department, if they hadn't owned that land, the Signal Hill would have had them.
You mean that area that you developed is the industrial part?
Yeah. I think it's 1800 Wardlow Road, where the big building is. When we let the contract for that, I was the president of the Water Commission, and when the building was completed to dedicate it, Oliver Sparrow was the president, because every year we changed presidents.
I see.
And, but when they took over, they took everything right up to the lines where I kept my horses at 33rd Street. The right up that line, no, 32nd Street. They took all that off of that, and the barns I kept my horses in just over the line in Long Beach.
So they lived in Long Beach and ate in Signal Hill.